Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen, and I'm here along with my HealthLink On Air producer, Steve Marks. You know, Steve, with the holidays coming down the pike, I don't know, I always feel every year kind of pressure to come up with some profound, you know, New Year's resolution.
Oh, right.
You know?
Right.
Do you have that same
feeling? Oh, yeah. I think what happens is we want to be happier, you know, in our lives always. We're always looking for ways, and we're trying to think of something that we need to change, that we think we need to change, in order to change our life and make us happier.
And happier is that elusive kind of thing. And I always wonder, you know, what are the components? What makes for a happier life? So we invited psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill to join us to chat about that. So what are the, you know, what are the factors that do make for a happy, healthier life?
Well, we're in luck, Linda, because there was just a major review of the research in this area in the American Psychologist. We'll put the reference on the website. But the two things are related to unhappiness, two major things, poor relationships and poor physical health, chronic disability. Those things, and significant poverty as well. But once you're out of poverty, it's those two main things. Okay. And so the question is then, what can we do to have good relationships and improve our health? Those are the key questions. So as we're thinking about this at the end of the year, you know, doing our year-end roundup, you know,
right,
thinking, how could I make my life a little better? We can start to think about, well, what could I do a little bit differently that might improve my relationships,
right,
and improve my physical and actually my cognitive health, mental health and cognitive health.
Well, because obviously the mind and the body are so tied that
absolutely,
you would think that anything that you would do to improve your physical, overall physical health has got to affect your mental health.
And it does. It does. Yeah. So, for instance, one of the main things that you can do to both improve your mood as well as improve your physical health is do some regular exercise. Those, if you do regular exercise, it actually improves your cognitive function. We found a study a couple of months ago that showed that it actually grows the hippocampus, the area of your brain,
wow,
that affects memory. It's related to memory.
And they talk about these endorphin releases. Is there
anything
real about
that? Yeah, it does. And people who exercise regularly feel less anxious, less tense, less depressed. It's win-win, physical and mental. And cognitive.
And what other things? What other things?
Well, there are lots of other things, actually. The review showed, well, regular exercise, a healthy diet is actually linked both to physical and mental health. Time in nature. Here was a surprising one to me. I love spending time in nature, but I never thought, oh, this is something that's probably universal. And it turns out it is. If you people who spend time in nature actually feel better about their lives. So when we get cooped up inside all the time,
right,
spend
right,
our time in the office,
yeah,
and in the basement and watching the internet.
Think about the bad effects of stress and how time in nature really de-stresses
it really
people,
does, yeah,
yeah.
It's one way. In fact, that was another thing, Steve, that was shown to make us feel happier and also physically healthier, was ways to manage stress. So if you think, well, what do I do that helps me to feel calmer and more connected to myself? Whatever, you know, there are lots of different ways, meditation, Tai Chi, you know, whatever works for you.
Right.
It could be, you know, anything.
The thing about being in nature, though, is central New York, despite our winters,
yes,
has so many opportunities to be in beautiful, tranquil, pastoral kinds of places that I
yes,
think do resonate with that feeling.
Well,
yes,
you just used the expression cooped up, and that's something that I think people need to avoid, getting cooped up and get
absolutely,
out there in nature. So that's a really interesting
yeah, and if we prepare, sorry, Steve, if we prepare for it, like now, we can just get ourselves ready to spend some time outside even in the winter.
Right.
I know.
Proper clothing.
I don't like to be cold. So a couple of years ago, I actually got myself to go skiing by really bundling up, and I loved it.
Yeah.
You know, but I really had to be warm. So if we prepare, and then we can spend more time outside.
As far as relationships, though, what do you recommend in terms of making your relationships happier or more
fulfilling? Yeah,
one of the
key things is to find ways to join with other people on what we have in common. Human beings, we have a natural tendency to split over differences we have with other people. And then I call it the yes but pattern. Yeah, but we do that. And instead, if we can find ways to join on what we have in common, I think you'll find that the stress level goes down and we actually have more harmonious feelings in our lives.
And maybe feel less alone. I mean, I think loneliness clearly has to play a negative role. And if you feel a bond with someone, common ground, whatever words you want to put, that has to make you feel less lonely.
Yeah, and if you notice what you have in common, you're not going to feel alone. You're going to feel like, oh, I'm like other people. A couple of other things I wanted to mention that were very important in the review were, one was religious or spiritual involvement. People who are religiously and or spiritually involved in their lives actually live about 7 years longer than people who aren't. And it's related to feeling good about yourself and your community. Secondly, related to that is service to others. If you get involved in some activity where you're doing something for other people, you feel better about yourself.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that. I think that anybody, you know, anytime you've, whether it's you got excited and volunteered or somebody roped you into something, you always feel good afterwards.
Yes, yeah.
Well, you've given us an awful lot to think about, and I think I'm going to be more ready for that New Year's resolution towards a happier life
Me
now.
Too.
So thanks so much for coming in, once again sharing all your wisdom with us.
You're welcome, Linda.